You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, General Hospital fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got your early weekly spoilers for April 1st through 5th. A lot to unpack. We've got fallout from Jason's day in court. We've got him with an agenda after he has gotten new info. Sunny remains tempted, and Carly stands by Stone Cold, plus Anna and Dex have something up their sleeves. We're going to unpack all of this, but if you haven't already, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our General Hospital updates. Now, as I always do with early weekly spoilers, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what's happening the rest of this week to give you context for the spoilers for next week. So that starts on Wednesday, March 27th. BLQ has a message to share, and I wonder if this is her updating the family about her plans for a new, smaller wedding at the Q Mansion so they can go ahead and get a ring on it before Gregory's symptoms get any worse. We have Diane asking for something she can use in court. She's in the interrogation room. Likely she's talking to Jason. We'll see. Christina warns Molly not to bring her feelings into court because it looks like she is the one who is presenting the district attorney's charges against Mr. Morgan. And Anna brings in Dex and has a proposition for him. He's very surprised. He's wondering where this leaves him. She thinks that there is something good to come out of all this. So I don't know if it's, I think after her conversation with Jason and the reveals about Jagger, maybe she and Dex are going to try and find a way to point things at Sunny, the whole, you know, Pikeman mess. We'll see. I'm so glad they brought Pikeman back up and that they're getting back around to that. And it's going to be part of that loose end they tie off with the Umbrella story, which I'm tentatively liking. We'll see. And I'm not one who likes those easily. Trina talks to Jocelyn, and Trina has something heartbreaking to say, but Jocelyn reassures her that she'll find her way back out of this grief. They are also at the courthouse because Trina remains convinced that Jason might have shot her dad. Strangely, Curtis is somehow convinced that Jason may have shot him on Sonny's orders. That was like just kind of a weird leap of logic that isn't logical at all. Sam is up at the PCPD and she rages at Jason. Clearly, she thinks he did shoot Dante and she is in a snip. Danny and Jake, Jason's two sons, argue about him and Danny punches Jake in the face for making accusations about their dad. Danny is definitely sure their dad is innocent. Jake is not so sure. And that takes us to Thursday, March 28th. Carly and Alexis are surprised by something. So Thursday is when Jason is in court. He faces arraignment. There's a bunch of anger in the courtroom. And I remember Jagger told him that if Dante dies, he's definitely going down for it. But in the meantime, you know, I don't know what Jagger might do to try and preserve Jason's cover story so that he can keep working for the FBI, which Jason wants to do because he doesn't want to go to jail for those RICO crimes. We had all, I think, debated who he was protecting, whether it might be Sonny or Carly or somebody else. And Jason was protecting himself, but you can't blame him, right? I mean, I think that's actually very plausible, very believable. Sam has a reason to be hopeful on Thursday. I don't think it's about the court case. I think it's an update about Dante's medical status and the coma that he's in. That's what I've got my fingers crossed for. Nina Reeves is very insistent about something and Sonny is skeptical. And of course, that's going to be about Jason's innocence and other things. Friday, March 29th, we've got Ava and Sonny getting close again. So after the court hearing, whatever happens, we've got Jason and Sonny having a face-to-face conversation. I wonder if Jason is going to tell him all the Jagger stuff and the FBI stuff so that Sonny can understand it, if Sonny will even listen. And then Ava and Sonny have one of those moments. They almost kissed on Tuesday. It was very sparky, sizzly. They're doing a slow burn thing. So I wonder if by Friday they might actually lock lips. I think Sonny might be horrified with himself if he did, but I don't think that would stop him. Didn't stop him when he banged her in the crypt years ago. Anna gets some crucial information on Friday, and Olivia and Rocco and Danny all rush over to Dante's bedside at the hospital. I'm hoping he's waking up and not dying or something. Valentin Cassadine has to make some arrangements as the week closes down. And that takes us into the week of April 1st through 5th. So official spoilers say Dante takes a turn, being very vague about whether it's for the better or the worse. There's no sign that Dom Zapronia is leaving General Hospital. Anybody that tells you they saw him post on his official social media saying that he was leaving, is done, all that, that's not true. That is some clickbait Photoshop fibbage. The last statement he made about leaving the soap was back in 2018 when he left last time. He has issued no such statement as it is. And the very fact that Jason's fate is tied to Dante's survival is one more hint that he should live. I believe that Jason is going to talk to Anna more next week, that they might scheme together to undermine Jagger. Now that he's got that missing piece of information that they were high school friends back in his Jason Quartermain days. So Jagger knows that Jason has amnesia. Jason, therefore, has this blank spot in his mind about Jagger Cates. And now that he's heard about all of it, were they in high school or college? I think high school. At any rate. But he left that key detail out of their conversations, and Jason's now furious about it. And then once Anna unpacked all that for him, boy, that was a real eye opener. So not only does Jason now realize that he's got this vendetta against Sonny, but also that he's been lying to him and using him even more than he already thought he was using him. Sonny is reeling with all of this stuff, with, you know, Dante's change in status, with the outcome of Jason's court hearing, and he remains very tempted by Ava. He seems to be struggling to resist her while also realizing she might actually be one of the few people that he thinks he can trust. And Michael keeps trying to sell him on, oh no, we were trying to protect you. Sure, Jan. Okay. Michael, you came around to the idea of protecting him, but initially you wanted to see him in prison and you did everything you could to make it happen. So trying to say you can trust me because I changed my mind and flipped the rat I placed in your organization to be a benevolent person is not a strong argument. Carly stands by Jason. Sam remains doubtful. Dante waking up is going to be the game changer in all of this. Jason's day in court brings more chaos and pulls people further apart in the first week of April. And we have more of Anna and Dex scheming, and I'm guessing Sonny is going to be their target, but possibly also Jagger. Anna and Jagger had that breakthrough moment the other day, but now she's kind of turned back around to thinking that Jagger is a real dog. I still think he's hot. I'm enjoying his presence. Adam Harrington is growing on me. He's a cutie patootie. All right, those are all of the early weekly spoilers that I have for you. Please drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and please come back here soon because we are talking General Hospital 7 days a week right here at Soap Dirt, and I'm your host, Belinda.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.